On the live line with us is Assembly Member Jim Wood. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Pat.
So yesterday, the first of two meetings this week as far as the Wildfire Preparedness Committee in Sacramento goes, and so many hot button topics included in all of this. What did you walk away from yesterday's meeting with?
Well, you know, for me, these a couple of these earlier meetings are just information gathering and listening, and it's interesting to see and hear some of the positions and certainly conversations with the PUC. There's a pretty big learning curve for folks that are not involved in utilities and liability and all those issues.
So, I'm sure there would be.
So, my colleagues and I, we're kind of taking it in and seeing where the conversations go.
I was amazed at some of the comments from Michael Pickler, the PUC president, and his mapping ideas about the state of California, and that 40% of the state is in high-risk fire areas. I mean, I know that's got something to do with the drought, but still, that's an astounding figure.
It is, and that would be an ambitious project, and the resources to how we deal with that all that information will be pretty large, and so it's a big deal. You know, my colleague to the east of us, Brian Dolly, was the back of the napkin numbers the other day, and I realized that the two of us represent nearly 25% of the land mass in California.
Wow!
And that is mostly high-risk fire area.
Jeez. It's very sobering, isn't it? I mean, we think that what we know so far is already sobering enough, especially considering what's going on today. And as you know, Jim, the thing that most consumers are up in arms about is the potential for limiting the utility's liability when it comes to these wildfires. And there's such a rampant sentiment up from people involved in the wildfires that they would have to pay for some of their own damages moving forward.
Totally understand. And, you know, as I've said from the very beginning and through this process, you know, I owe it to my constituents to do everything I can to protect them, to make those who were fire victims whole as much as we can, and to make sure that in the future that they enjoy some of the same protections that exist currently.
And how can you do that? I'm curious to find out.
Well, that's evolving, Pat.
It's no small question. I realize that, Jim.
That's evolving, and I've gone into this, you know, and it's for me, it's sad that I actually have another really, really strong ally in this, and that's Assemblymember Dolly, who represents the Shasta County area. You know, he's always been talking about the problems we have with fuel and vegetation management and things, but he went through a version of what we've gone through, and he lost people's lives, and he's seen the devastation, and so this is near and dear to both of us, and the bottom line is we need, you know, somebody's responsible and somebody's got to make people whole.
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine, though, anybody, considering what's happening in the state of California, throughout the state, at this early juncture of the fire season, hard to imagine any of the representatives in Sacramento, you know, sort of turning a blind eye to it, even if they're not personally affected or their constituents aren't personally affected. I mean, the state's on fire.
Well, if they're not affected, there's a pretty good chance they will be at some point. You know, I mean, there was a fire that broke out Monday in Orange County that grew pretty rapidly. And obviously, when you see things like Yosemite being closed indefinitely, those kinds of things get, you know, big attention out there. And so I think my folks in the legislature, my colleagues who are not on this committee, are all watching very, very closely because, you know, if it's not you today, it could be you tomorrow. And they want to protect their constituents, too.
And can you educate us, Jim, about the timeline of this committee? Because it sounds like the governor wants some, you know, beginning, middle, and end to the committee itself and what the committee can come up with.
You know, I'm not sure I don't know that that happens. I'm committed to do and meet as often as I need to, as people want to meet to work on these issues. But these are really complicated issues, and for me, if we walk away just dealing with the liability issue and don't resolve or put in motion things around prevention and protection for the future, we've done people a big disservice. And so I am going to continue to push on that, because we are at risk. We're at risk every day, and we have to solve this on multiple fronts, or we're not solving the problem.
And I know that oftentimes, especially in politics, that concessions sometimes have to be made. But I'll tell you that there are a group of folks here who are counting on you and Senator Dodd and the others involved in this committee, to stamp down any efforts to have consumers pay for, the damages incurred as a result of the wildfires that are the responsibility of utility companies. So can you just stand up right now and say, yeah, no problem, we're going to take care of that for you?
I'm going to protect people. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to represent my constituents. I want to refocus this discussion, and I think and that's a message that I'm trying to make loud and clear. Look, we hear about the liabilities, we hear about the folks that are concerned that work for the utilities, we hear about the insurance companies, we hear from the trial attorneys. That's like four groups there, and they're all circling around in the Capitol.
And they're loud.
There's a group of folks that are victims. I want those people who are victims at the top of the list, not the bottom of the list. And that's what I'm pushing for. We need to protect the people who have lost, and protect the people who might lose in the future. And so I think we need to refocus our discussion on that.
I agree. And I think that's a correct set of priorities there. And with the understanding, as you said, of the importance of preparedness and the extra monies and the extra energy that are going to have to go in that segment of this conversation, so that, when we do deal with this again, which we will, that some of those components are minimized because of the efforts that we make now. So you're right. It's preparation and protection are two great words for it.
And we need some urgency around this. I poked pretty hard at the PUC in the first hearing, because, Mr. Picker said, partly it's our job to slow things down. And I'm thinking to myself, people are dying. People died in my district, in our home. And we don't have time to slow things down. We really need to. We need to push. And, if utilities are going to create mitigation plans, we need to know that those mitigation plans are going to happen, and they're going to happen fast, and there's going to be accountability and assurance that those plans actually go into effect. And I don't want to wait 5 years.
We can't afford to wait 5 years.
We can't afford to wait 5 years, and that's the point. And so, there needs to be an urgency, and when someone says, partly our job to slow things down, I take umbrage at that, and I'm going to push back.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I think we all are glad to hear that, Jim. And the next meeting is on Thursday. And on Friday, we'll talk to Senator Dodd about his take on the second meeting of this week. Thanks so much for weighing in on the first meeting this week and certainly our conversation about this. And I know you with your constituents, not anywhere near over. But
no,
thanks for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Always a pleasure, Pat.
All right. That is Assemblyman Jim Wood from Healdsburg, and talking about this wildfire committee and the safety moving forward for Californians, and also the utilities response and who's going to have to pay for what. I think our representatives are very clear where we stand on this issue. And again, it's all got to be mitigated by the fact that changes need to be taken on a state level as well. On a personal level, we always bang the drum about that. But on the state level, things have got to change too in terms of preparedness, protection, and some changes in terms of the way that we operate our forest lands in California.